This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Memorial Day edition of What's On Your Mind. We're here. That's right. Todd the Radio God Mitchell.
Hello.
He is here. Yes, he has a lawn to mow. He doesn't care. He's here. Serve you. Thank you, Todd. Very nice of you to be here today.
Happy to be here.
The news never sleeps, ladies and gentlemen. Can't take a day off. We are honoring our heroes, as you heard the first hour, that died serving this country, and we ask you to do the same. However you do it today, and remembering, honoring those that died serving this country, gave their life for us. It's one of those days. Social media is really great. It really is. A lot of really neat remembrances and neat stories. Appreciate it very much. Matt is here, our fine producer. Manny is here, who's our call screener. And he's also our in-break entertainment, isn't he, Todd? He really keeps us kind of, light, pumped up for the show. He's kind of like the coach on the sidelines during a timeout. Pump us up. Wouldn't you say, Todd? I think that's it.
Exactly. Nails it.
That's what he does. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. And Polar Service Center has two locations to serve you. In North Dakota now. They can serve you in a couple of different ways. One is if you need a part for a tank trailer. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. So they build them. So obviously they know the parts needed for them. Okay? They deliver those parts every single day. They service these tank trailers at their two locations. And right now they're looking for staff. Personnel to continue the great service that they provide for their customers. Not only fixing tank trailers, but now bumper-to-bumper mechanical work as well. So if you're a mechanic, if you're a tank trailer mechanic, you're a service technician, they wanted me to tell you $32 an hour could be yours. That's right. That's what their folks are making right now, along with incredible benefits, full health. And they have expanded during this downturn. Expanded. That's the company you want to be with. You can call Terry if you're interested in any of those responsibilities. They even have some housing available in Kildare. 507-696-1164. He's working on this holiday. Answering calls. Setting up chance to do a pre-screen and then get you into the interview process at Polar Service Center. 507-696-1164. Even if you're in that game now and want to just say, what do they have to offer? That can't hurt. 507-696-1164. Terry. Tell him Scott sent you, okay? All right. We have a talk radio town hall this year. I said the news never sleeps. Guess what, friends? The news never sleeps. And we have a race for governor about 3 weeks away. Tuesday, the 14th of June, you'll go to the polls and say, who do I want to be the Republican governor, Republican candidate for governor in North Dakota? Many would argue that will be that race will decide who the governor will be. You have heard from Doug Burgum. You've heard from Wayne Stinson, the Attorney General, and today you'll hear from Paul Sorum in a talk radio town hall that'll last a good part of the hour. A couple calls we want to get in that have been waiting, and then we'll get to Paul. Gary on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
I'm just a mile east of Beulah, Wyoming, and just wanted to prove to you that you broadcast in the six states instead of five, as you normally say, and I'm in partially in Wyoming and partially in South Dakota on the border here on I-90 westbound east of Beulah, Wyoming. It's a little town just west of Spearfish, South Dakota, and I usually talk from Sturgis, South Dakota, and I'm a Hillary Clinton supporter, and like to urge you folks to that mention to you folks that are conservatives in North Dakota and South Dakota that that Hillary is not perfect. No one is, and
we noticed.
No
one is. You're right there. I'll give you that. That's one thing you can say. Yep.
You're right. You're right. All of us have problems, and especially Hillary. And I really don't care about what the Inspector General of the State Department says. You know,
emails,
he could be right or wrong.
Confidential information, lying. You know, doing things you shouldn't do. I thought I'd just
say hello from the state of Wyoming, and talk from Sturgis, South Dakota, but.
I got that. I'm glad you called, Billy, and I hope you call again, okay? And we'll talk about Hillary when we have some more time, like all the horrible things she wants to do, those energy jobs, but we can't do it today, but we are glad you called. And first Wyoming Hillary Clinton supporter we've had on the program, so that's kind of a milestone today. Lynn in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Well, happy Memorial Day, and I want to thank all the veterans, especially my uncles that served, and those that passed that I know, and the people that I work with. I work at a retirement home, and we have a lot of veterans, even one from Pearl Harbor. So I thank all of that. But I can't figure out what happened to the flower poppies that the Legion used to sell or the veterans used to sell. They don't sell them anymore.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Where did you see them at?
I saw them at a Walmart. Some Boy Scouts were selling them not long ago. So I think they're out there.
Oh, I must have missed it.
Yeah, that goes way back. They wear poppies, the red little thing you attach your shirt in honor of the war.
Correct.
Yeah, which is really today's the day. That there's a poem, Flanders Fields. It was written way early 1900s.
Yeah.
That ties to. But I'm not sure you're in Bismarck, Lynn. If anybody knows of any poppies being poppy. Fundraiser sales, we'll ask them to call in so we can get you the info, okay?
Thank you. I'll be listening. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Lynn.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. You bet. All right. We're back. Time for a Talk Radio Town Hall. Welcome to the program, Paul Sorum, candidate for governor on the Republican ticket. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Great. Nice to be with you, Scott. Thank you for having me.
You as well. How are you spending Memorial Day today?
Spending it with my folks. My father is a veteran, and I don't get to see them very much, and I thought that would be a great way to spend the weekend. And just want to say it's a great day to honor those who've died to preserve freedom. And my running mate and I, Michael Coachman, are very committed to preserving that freedom. Michael is a 20-year vet of the Air Force, and I'm so honored that he is my running mate. And he has a lot of great ideas how to help vets and first responders in this state. And he's going to put together a program to allow vets to help other vets that are suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome disorder. And he's very knowledgeable. You know, he's got a prison ministry of his own in North Dakota, and he works with troubled teens. So he brings a lot of perspective to this team, and it's a great day to honor his participation in our campaign.
Well said. Appreciate that. I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about you. What do you think of your life story, if you will, best prepares you to be governor?
Well, first of all, you know, I have a background in design and construction, and also technology, and working as an architect and also as a technology consultant in North Dakota, rural North Dakota, rural Minnesota, I worked with government at all levels for about 30 years, but I was from private sector side of things. I worked extensively also with the state of North Dakota, state of Minnesota, and the federal government on various big projects. And I got to learn a lot about, you know, how projects are managed, how they're funded, how the lawmakers work to get behind certain efforts, and how they get behind, how they work together to defeat certain efforts early in my career. And what I bring to the table is a real perspective of what we need to do in rural communities. I've helped communities all over North Dakota develop projects like assisted living, long-term care projects, manufacturing facilities. And again, I've worked with state representatives and gatekeepers in these communities to develop very essential projects that keep people in their community, that grow their jobs, that keep their banks open and so forth. And so I really understand what the communities in North Dakota need to attract new businesses. I'm very good. There's a very common theme in my background, which is business planning. And as governor, I'll work very extensively to recruit businesses to move to North Dakota, not just the big cities, but also the smaller ones. And I'm also the only candidate in this race who has teaching experience. I taught at the University of Southern California early in my career, and education is very, very important to me. I'm also the only candidate that's worked in the oil industry. I worked in the oil industry the last three years.
Hang on one sec, Paul, if you would. We're going to up against the break here. We'll pick up on your experience in the oil industry when we come back. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. If you have a question or comment for Paul Sorum, get it in, would you, at 800-228-0550. More coming up. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Tomorrow, Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, Republican from Fargo. We'll talk with him. The legislature has received quite a bit of attention during the gubernatorial race. We'll give Al a chance to talk about that and some other priorities related to the budget and other things that will be coming. Before you know it, they'll be gathering in Bismarck. Wednesday, Congressman Cramer, the weekly talk radio town hall, a lot to cover there because we now know where Donald Trump's energy policy is, much of it that Congressman Cramer has helped to work with. And, of course, that visit last week, quite the deal. So we'll chat with him about that. Also on Thursday, we have a gubernatorial talk radio town hall between the Republicans, Nicole Pullman, who's on Wayne Stengem's ticket, and Brent Stafford, the mayor of Watford City, on Doug Burgum's ticket. And then Friday, we're live at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza, Highway 40 in Tioga, to celebrate their third anniversary. So that is all to come on What's on Your Mind. More with Paul Sorum, another of the gubernatorial candidates, Republican candidates. Actually, three names will be on the ballot on the Republican side when you go June 14th under the ballot. Wayne Stengem, the attorney general, and, of course, Doug Burgum, Fargo businessman, as well as Paul Sorum. So, Paul, you were in the process of giving us your background, a little bit of the different traits that you believe contribute to your tenure and that make you the perfect fit for governor. And
That's right.
I want to give you a chance to go through some more of those. Somebody called and said, Scott, you said the numbers too fast. I always do. I apologize. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. We also have the 24/7 Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can use that during the show. That allows you to press 1 and leave a message with a question or comment or 2 to chat with us live on the air. That's 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Okay, so you one of the other things you said, in addition to teaching at the University of Southern California, I believe you said, you spent some time in the oil industry. What'd you do there?
Well, I worked mainly as a consultant. I do business planning for a variety of different types of company. I do financial analysis, and I help them buy and sell oil. I've worked for a number of midstream companies and environmental companies, and I've gained a real solid working knowledge of the oil industry and an understanding of what Western North Dakota has been going through and the challenges they have, and also some of the successes. And it's been a very good experience for me. And I first went to Western North Dakota to develop housing and other kinds of facilities, and I found myself doing business planning for oil-related companies, and because that's where the need was. And so I have some very solid experience that I feel my my opponents just don't have.
All right, so there's the overview of the experience. Tell us what you do with it. What do you think is missing from the other candidates, either on the Democratic side or your Republican opponents for this race, that you bring?
Well, I think I have a lot of extensive experience with budgeting and managing large, complex projects. And you might argue the other opponents have that. However, I've done it in the places we need it, like in small communities with bigger industries like the oil industry. I feel I have some real insights there, and there's some real serious issues that need to be addressed immediately. And I feel on education, I'm the only one in this race that really understands the serious challenges we have at all levels. I mean, we need to get ourselves out of Common Core. We need to get this state out of this consortium, a Smarter Balance Assessment Consortium, immediately. And let teachers and parents teach the way they know best. And because right now our test scores from 2012 to today have really gone downhill very rapidly, and it's frightening, frankly, and people should be upset about it. I think higher ed, you know, our two major institutions in higher education have a four-year graduation rate of 22%. That's complete failure. And we need to focus higher ed on quality teaching. I have a plan to cut tuition in half for in-state students, and it's very doable if we just cut out, you know, if we focus first on quality teaching, make students the customer once again, we will get out-of-state students that are willing to pay out-of-state tuition. I calculate we're subsidizing out-of-state tuition to the tune of about $57 million a year.
I want to go back up to Common Core for a second, and then I want to dig into your plan to cut in-state tuition North Dakota students by one half, because that'll perk up the ears of a few parents out there. But before we do that, let's go to Joe in Watford City for Paul Sorum on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, I was calling about the job opportunity that you had just mentioned.
Uh-huh.
That people were standing by the phones even on today, the holiday. I didn't catch the full numbers. I was actually the one that called a little while ago saying that you said the number's too fast. But
oh, that number.
I had already called.
Yeah, got it. I thought the number that they wanted me to say slower was our call-in number, which they say from time to time. But you're talking about the number for Polar Service Center. And the reason I say they're standing by, what they do down there is they give out the cell phone number for the HR man for the whole company. So when you call, what he does is set up a little pre-interview and then get you into the system. So it works kind of nice. But I'll give you the number again, okay? 507.
Okay.
You ready? 507.
Got it.
696-1164. Okay, 1164. Yep, and you're asking
got
for
it.
Terry.
Terry.
Yeah, Terry. Did you say you had a question for Paul too, Joe?
No, not actually. I'm just listening.
All right, good. Glad you are. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. So here's my question. Common Core. I it's my belief that a lot of people hear that word and go, "Oh, stop that! It's awful," you know. And they know enough to know that they hear a story about, you know, a classroom exercise or homework that's come home that's just bad. Obviously, state leaders have recognized that because in the middle of a campaign, they have you've had the gubernatorial candidates Wayne Stengem and Nicole Pullman talk about it, and you've had the superintendent of public instruction saying we're going to opt out of Common Core. Are they doing enough? I mean, have they recognized this? Is the problem fixed, or what are your impressions of the solutions they're offering?
Since Kirsten Baszler said they're going to opt out, they've decided now to opt back in, I guess. They're not going to get rid of it is what they're currently saying. And here's the problem with Common Core is it's very extensive testing required, which essentially forces teachers to teach towards this test. And I say, look, teaching students how to take a test is really the opposite of teaching them how to think. And we need to take this one-size-fits-all approach to education. And we need to let teachers, you know, individualize their teaching methodology to learning styles as much as possible. We know that we'll have a better outcome. And, you know, this is just common sense. And these tests that dynamically get more difficult, the students are doing well, are very demoralizing for students and also a problem. And we need to get back to quality teaching. We need to let teachers teach. We need parents to be involved. And it's very difficult to do with this Common Core system. It needs to go.
All right. We'll talk about the higher ed tuition proposal when we come back.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
How much time do you spend in the bathroom? Your bathtub, your shower, we use it every day. We're in there a lot of hours every single week. Why not make it the best? Well, guess what? You can. Take your old tub or shower out and replace it the same day when you call Bath Planet of North Dakota. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. I'd love for you to call and get a free no-obligation estimate. When you do, you'll get a $500 gift certificate if you tell them I sent you. That's right. Just say, Scott sent me. I want that $500 gift certificate. So if I decide to do this, I get $500 off. It's a great way to go. Comes with a lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval. And again, they can do this in as little as a day. 8 different wall patterns to choose from, 19 colors to choose from, their walk-in tubs. The freedom to bathe in your own home is a big deal. Call now, 701-552-3289, 701-552-3289, or go online to bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London,
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
And we're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Five states, two Canadian provinces. Canada is in that equation, much to the disappointment of that previous caller who called and said, you don't include Wyoming in your five states. We do, actually. Some people like to say seven states because we had calls from Nebraska and Iowa before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
And if you look at the coverage pattern, it does get into them, but barely, so...
Here's the deal. If you have the iHeartRadio app, you have, you know, worldwide coverage. You can hear us everywhere, so... On lots of places, and we're glad you're there. 550 on your radio dial. That's our mothership, 550 K-Fire. There's AM 1100, the flag. The patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. There's the 1090 KTGO booming to the Bakken and KLTC on the western edge.
It may be that the iHeart app doesn't get into communist China or North Korea. We might have put that disclaimer out there. But.
Of course, if you're there, you have bigger problems than not getting up.
Exactly.
Right, yeah. More of the talk radio. Hello, with Paul Sorum joining us today on the program. So I want tuition cut in half for my son who's going to be a junior at UND. How does that happen under your plan, Paul?
I want to say one quick thing about K through 12 first. I would fully fund K through 12 through the state rather than just fund about 80% of it. Can I reuse the buy down money to cover most of that? That would mean everyone's property tax would be lowered by 30 to 40%. So if you want your property tax lowered and you want, you know, quality teaching in K through 12, vote for me. Now, for K through 12 or for the higher ed, I have a lot of experience in higher ed. And what I would do is I would, first of all, we have to focus on quality teaching, which isn't there. You know, this 22% four-year graduation rate has got to change. It's got to go higher. And if we have the best teaching that we can possibly have, we'll have some of the best teaching in the country. Students will want to go to our university system. They'll be willing to pay the going rate. We won't have to subsidize out-of-state tuition, so we'll have a huge savings. Then what I would do is take some of the cronyism out of the state government. I think there are at least $64 million a year that we're just sort of handing out, whether it's line items from the governor's appropriations to the Department of Commerce. We don't need to be handing money out to third parties. We should take that money, combine it with the savings of not subsidizing out-of-state tuition, and cut tuition in half for in-state students. And if we do that, we're going to keep our best and brightest students in the state because they'll be able to afford to go to college here and receive very good quality teaching, and they will stay here. And when the brain power is here, the HR is here, the businesses will be here. And some of those brightest students, as you know, will stay here and create businesses even right out of school. We've seen it before, but it can happen in much bigger numbers. We just need to really focus on what's best for our young people in the state, and it's just not happening right now.
So doing that reduces the revenue to the university system by how much? Just walk me through again how you make up those dollars.
Okay, well, I calculate we're subsidizing out-of-state tuition to the tune of about $57 million a year. Then I would go into other aspects of the budget, what I just call straight-up cronyism, where we're giving money or grants to third party, whether they're private corporations or associations or nonprofits. All of those things are outside of the legal mandates of spending for the state. We should stop doing that, take that money, and apply it towards reducing tuition for in-state students. I think that's the right thing to do. I think all students and families of students will agree with these ideas, and we need to get on it. And if we can't reduce it 50%, we should do the best we can. We should do it 40% reduction, whatever those numbers will add up to. But I'm shooting for 50%. And believe me, our students are not being treated fairly in our system. And it's about time we make this higher ed about the students and young people of this state. And I will do that.
And the out-of-state student number of 50-some-odd million dollars you're talking about, that eliminates any reduction for out-of-state students. Is that scholarships? What are those dollars for?
No, not scholarships. It's just subsidizing. We do a lot of reciprocity way beyond the dollars that our students save in reciprocity going out-of-state. We're doing about 15 times that much reciprocity for students coming here from out-of-state. And these students could pay, if there was really good quality teaching, out-of-state students would be willing to pay out-of-state tuition. Or, in the alternative, they could move here, get a job, establish residency, and then go to school with in-state tuition. That would be in the interest of the state.
But reciprocity would go, basically, to get to that 50-some million.
Yes. Why should we be spending $57 million a year to subsidize out-of-state students, almost 100% of which leave North Dakota after they graduate?
But I would imagine if we end reciprocity, then the other states will obviously end reciprocity as well. Do we know how many North Dakota kids that will impact, or do you want to use that as a lure to have them come to North Dakota schools?
Well, if we have really good quality teaching, all of these will be a non-issue. And that's where we need to start, is the quality teaching, because it's just not there with these graduation rates. Students know that this system is not working for them, and we can do a lot better. And I know how to do it. I was teaching in a top 10 program in my field as a very young person. And I'm reminding you that because I'm a graduate of NDSU and a graduate of Ohio State. So I went to state universities, and at that time, the graduation rates were much higher than they are now. And we need to restore quality teaching and get those graduation rates back up there.
Sally in Grand Forks, you're next for our guest, Paul Sorum, on a Talk Radio Town Hall.
Well, I had a couple of questions. One of them is just how does North Dakota rank as far as student debt? When these kids graduate, those that do, what kind of debt are they looking at compared with say somebody from another state with their school debt? And then I had one other question after that.
Okay, well, we're basically one of the highest for students graduating with school debt. They're graduating with roughly, I believe the number, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's about $23,000 are graduating, and a lot of the other students in this country are graduating with something under $20,000, like $18,000,
$19,000. Yeah. Well, I'd heard it was even more than that. I'd heard a figure of more than that, but I just wondered how that figure could pass. Like the figure I heard, and I don't know how it compares with other states, but I just saw a figure of over $45,000.
Well, I could be wrong.
I just don't know if that's typical of other states or not.
No, it isn't. I do know that we're one of the highest, if not the highest. And that's another thing pushing this idea that we need to reduce our tuition.
Okay. Well, then the other question I had, which is kind of related to this semi, is, you know, one of the problems that we have is kids graduate and they move away. My own kids have done this, and And it's kind of sad that North Dakota can't keep these people, but when they do graduate, but it seems like we do all kinds of these things to get businesses to come in, and then they come in, and then they get some kind of tax break, and then they go out. Then when the tax break runs out, they run out, and we're kind of back to square one with having spent a lot of resources to get a company in. I know there have been several in the Grand Forks area, a few exceptions, but there have been several that the, you know, the city has brought in, for example, trying to stimulate the economy. What would you do to stimulate the economy so that these young people stay here?
Well, I'm not a big believer in these tax breaks for companies because right now North Dakota is about 26th in the country compared to other states as far as having a favorable business climate, which includes taxes and regulations and workers' comp. And we should be in the top 10. You know, if we fully fund K-12, we will significantly reduce our property tax, and that will improve our attractiveness across the board. And we can do more, but I think providing better quality teaching in higher ed, having better quality graduates here, we already have one of the most productive workforces in the whole world. I know that for a fact. But if we can be competitive in all these other areas, like our tax environment, businesses will just want to be here and stay here, not because they get a 5-year property tax break. And that's what we need to do. We need to be competitive across the board, and we're not. We're average or a little less than average. And we can be in the top 10. That would be my goal. And the other thing we can do is we can attract, once we have that highly competitive environment for businesses, businesses want to be here. We have other tools other states don't have. Like from the Bank of North Dakota, we have TASE loans, flex TASE loans. We also have industrial revenue bonds that go unused every year to the tune of like $50 million worth of volume. So if they're a manufacturer, light manufacturer in particular, they can come here. They could finance a facility. They can use the TASE or FlexPACE loans to finance equipment at a very low rate. And they can operate here and be more productive and have much lower overhead. And this is how we get businesses here to stay here, not with 5-year abatements.
All right, Sally, got all your questions answered?
Yeah, I was mainly interested in economic issues like that, and thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call.
How are you campaigning, Paul?
Well, you know, I'm a normal guy, so I work full-time. I need to. And yet, you know, I make appearances, like on your show, on TV. I do press releases, and we're doing quite well. You know, I'm the only candidate that's perfectly aligned with the North Dakota Family Alliance's position on being pro-life, being in favor of traditional marriage, and the other social conservative issues. I'm the only real social conservative in this race. And I would say, you know, 35-36% of the Republican voters want a real social conservative. I'm a Reagan conservative. I believe the other two candidates are going to split the moderate vote in the Republican primary, and I have a real chance to win this if people want a real Reagan conservative. If they like what I'm talking about and they think it's going to be good for the economy, which would be great for the economy, they can go and vote for me. It's going to be that simple.
June 14th, the primary will include three names on the Republican side for governor. One of those is our guest today, Paul Storm, who's in the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Take a short break, come back with more, and our final minutes to chat with Paul Storm. If you have a question or comment, last chance to get it in, 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. 226-8503.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Distracted driving is when you do or participate in any activity that takes your eyes, your hands, your mind off of the task of driving. And, of course, the number one instrument used in today's world to do that is a smartphone. It's when we reach for something on the floor, reach for something that is behind the seat, or obviously look completely down and read something or do an activity where we aren't paying any attention to what's going on in front of us is where we go into a, you know, a dangerous situation where there may be no recovery time. Sometimes the simplest task that we do in our vehicles instantly can turn into a tragedy.
To learn about NDSE programs aimed at reducing distracted driving injuries and fatalities in North Dakota, visit ndsc.org/traffic safety. That's ndsc.org.
Walking into a PetroServe USA location is like walking into mom's kitchen after she's been baking. The smell of those cookies, the fresh baked buns. How about a piping hot pizza right out of the oven? Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you and take advantage of this deal. A hot stuff personal pan pizza. A 20-ounce drink of your choice and two of those fresh baked cookies. Four items, $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA. Lots of other great deals, too, including giant seeds, North Dakota made, $1.39. Hershey king-size candy bars, $1.09. Big 24-pack of Ice Mountain Water, yours for $3.07. That's a great deal. Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, $1.79. And how about this? Deli Express, Mega Italian, Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey, Cheese, Mega Smoked Ham and Cheese, the Mega Oven Roasted Turkey and Cheese, your choice, $2.99. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What's on your mind? Memorial Day edition. I'm hoping you find a moment today to honor someone that has died serving this. Memorial Day is for that and that alone. We love veterans, all veterans. Their day is Veterans Day, when we honor every veteran, but a lot of folks confuse Memorial Day and Veterans Day because this day is about honoring the military personnel who died in the service of their country, particularly those who died in battle or as a result of wounds sustained in battle. So we can't forget those that have served, died, and gave the ultimate sacrifice. Please do it today on your opportunity for Memorial Day, okay? Also, we were brought to you in part by MyPillow. They have the 4-for-1 deal. It's back. The classic 4-pack combo is only $99.98. Two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, $99.98. Four pillows, under $100, and they come with a 10-year warranty, a 60-night money-back guarantee. Sleep on that baby for 59 nights just to make sure it's perfect. Father's Day around the corner. A lot of graduations going on right now. Perfect gift. 800-506-9028. Give the gift of sleep and better health and cure from lots of ailments. 800-506-9028 or use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. All right. Appreciate that very much. Okay, last chance to chat with our guest, Paul Storm, in a talk radio town hall. A few of those to go between now and June 14th. On the ballot, you'll find three Republicans vying for governor, and that includes Wayne Stengem, Doug Burgum, and Paul Storm. Paul, I've heard people be quite critical of you for your previous run, and specifically not winning and then suing the governor over it. You want to explain why you did that? I mean, is that criticism warranted in your mind?
No, because the governor and the attorney general, they took one of their opponents off the primary ballot retroactively for not having a lieutenant governor listed on his nominating certificate. And in the appeal of that action, the governor admitted that he didn't list his lieutenant governor on the same nominating certificate either. So he and the Democrat Taylor violated the same law. So I thought it was important to say, look, if you're going to take someone off the ballot for violating election law, why don't you apply it to all the candidates for governor? And what ensued was more or less a circus, and I can send you information on what actually happened. I mean, for example, Attorney General didn't even show up for the hearing, and then he wrote a letter to the judge blaming me for it. He took that letter. Later, he stole it out of the court record, which is not legal. And there were a lot of irregularities in that process, which basically showed me some problems that we have in our judicial system. And I think most people who've had experience will agree that our judicial system needs to be fixed. And I have a deep understanding of what's going on and how to do that. So it's been a very eye-opening experience across the board. You know, over the last 5 to 6 years, I've had people from around the state calling me because they feel they've been a victim or their rights have been infringed by government at some level. And it's caused me to really research the law and research policy that's been implemented in North Dakota and really try to come back to people with, here's some tools you have, here's some things you can do to get your rights back. And I think we talk about it a lot at the federal level, but it's happening at other levels too. And for some reason, I've become that go-to guy. I don't charge money to anybody. I try to help everybody who comes my way. And it's really opened my eyes and made me really study all the policies and all the areas of state government and how they need to be reformed. And so it's been a great experience.
About a minute for your final thoughts on this race and why you want the vote of North Dakotans.
Well, I want to help people. You know, I'm a social conservative. I believe in the potential of individuals, not the potential of government, right? It's like Reagan said, the 9 scariest words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. And I believe that sentiment. And I believe people in this state want someone working for their benefit. And I just want to say on this Memorial Day that I want to say God bless all of our veterans and their families, and God bless this great state. I want to work for you, and I want to help your families, and I want to bring jobs here. And I want to make this a safe place to live, and I want education to be one of the top in the country. And I'm really driven to work for people, and I'm asking for their vote.
Sounds good, Paul. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you so much.
Paul Storm, candidate for governor on the program in our talk radio town hall today. Special Memorial Day edition of the program brought to you in part by B-Mobile. Maybe you're not on the largest, most reliable network. It happens. Maybe you got stuck in a contract or a device agreement, or maybe you left Verizon and now realize the other guy's network just didn't live up to the hype. Whatever the reason, now you can come home to Verizon at B-Mobile and they'll pay your fees to switch. I said that. Get up to $650 when you switch to Verizon at B-Mobile. Got a check waiting for you. Just call or stop at a B-Mobile location near you and get all the details today. They'll give you all the things you need to know. B-Mobile is everywhere you are, whether at home, the lakes, or beyond. And they have locations in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botno in North Dakota. In Minnesota, Detroit Lakes, Thief River Falls, Bemidji, too. Find a location near you at bmobile.com or connect to communicate at bmobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Al Carlson tomorrow on the program. Crank up more for our coverage on What's on Your Mind. Want to call us sooner than that? 855-200-1776. God bless you. Bye-bye.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GTMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GTMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.